And finally today, this musical gem.
เมื่อต้องเจอแม่น้ำเชี่ยวกราก
That's the song Bridges, written by Thailand's strongman ruler Prayut Chan-o-cha. It's his fourth release, believe it or not, and the World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok places the tune in the genre of adult contemporary propaganda.
To me, it sounds very John Tesh or maybe Michael Bolton. So if you can imagine Michael Bolton as an autocrat who locks up dissidents and vows to restore national purity, that's pretty much in the ballpark.
What is he saying in these songs that he's writing?
Well, as you mentioned, the new song is called Sapan, which means bridges. And basically, the prime minister is saying he will be the bridge between Thailand's chaotic past and its brilliant future. Some sample lyrics here. I'll be the bridge for you to cross. I'll take you to the place of your dreams. I'll be the bridge, taking you to the land of refreshing comfort. Our dreams will come true. This is basically the Thai version of Make Thailand Great Again.
What's his interest in releasing these songs? What's behind it?
Well, it's propaganda, but he's also, this is his way of communicating with the Thai public. There's several themes we can draw out. The main one is that Prayut and the army in general, they see themselves as the savior of Thailand. Usually it's saving the country from those dirty, corrupt elected officials so that, you know, good-hearted military generals can run the country. And that's, of course, propaganda. The other thing you hear in these songs is the phrase, just give us a little more time. So right after the Prayut staged a coup in 2014, he released a pop song saying, just give us a little time to run the country and we'll fix everything. It's 2.5 years later. And in the new song that we heard earlier, he's also saying, just give us a little more time.
So how does the saccharine sound of this song compare to how he addresses the Thai people when he speaks to them?
This doesn't really match up with his public persona all that well. He's a very gruff guy. He tends to talk to the nation like a stern father or almost sometimes a grumpy uncle. He even came up with this list of core values that he likes to lecture the Thai people on, which is, you know, respect your elders, don't go shopping too much. Kind of begs the question, why is a guy that overthrew the government, you know, lecturing us about appropriate behavior? You know, on a more serious note, this is a leader whose military has thrown people in prison just for clicking like on a subversive Facebook meme. Dissent is treated as treason, and people have been detained on army camps. So no, his real-life persona is not nearly as cuddly.
So what can we learn from these songs about the leader of Thailand, Prayut Chan-o-cha?
Well, like I said, it's propaganda. This is a way of making him seem more relatable or more friendly or more, you know, emotionally invested in the future of Thailand. And again, he's saying, you know, I'm your rightful leader just for a little bit longer. You know, let's put off elections. There's no rush. Just give me more time to fix everything. And in the lyrics, you hear him portraying Thailand as having this sort of very pious, amazing past that he wants to return to. And he can be the bridge that will take the Thai people there. Exactly when the country will see elections and when he wants to turn over the keys to the country is a complete mystery.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks a lot, Carol.